Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that Eric Zencey's new suspense novel, Panama, may give some readers a delicious sense of déjà vu all over again.
There's a fear that keeps lots of writers at their desks long after inspiration has faded. It's the fear that somewhere out there, at another desk, another writer is working on a similar book, and it's going to be published first. That writer's nightmare came true for first-time novelist Eric Zencey. At work on his eerie historical thriller, Panama, for the past 9 years, Zencey was trumped by Caleb Carr, whose own eerie historical thriller, The Alienist, became a bestseller last year. Both novels reanimate prominent Americans as their detectives, Teddy Roosevelt in The Alienist, Henry Adams in Panama. Moreover, both books take place in turn-of-the-century cities, and they both make use of newly invented forensic techniques like fingerprinting. So which is the better book? Well, I think it boils down to whether you prefer the company of Teddy Roosevelt or Henry Adams, because these two novels take their coloration from their detective heroes. The Alienist, like the old Rough Rider himself, is an edgy, physical story. In fact, the blood and gore of its opening scene was too much for one person I recommended it to. Panama is steeped in political intrigue and an overwhelming sense of doom, as befits the pessimistic social critic and historian Adams. Personally, I can't decide. Teddy's tale is weirdly wired, while Adams' story is quietly and intellectually perverse. Panama finds Henry Adams in Paris in 1892, in the midst of the world tour he actually took to try to escape the memory of his wife Clover's suicide 7 years before. While visiting Mount St. Michel, Adams meets a young woman named Miriam, who promises to free him from what he calls his posthumous life as a widower. But Miriam soon disappears, as Adams, with the help of his friend, future Secretary of State John Hay, desperately tries to find Miriam, he's led deeper and deeper into the political labyrinth known as the Panama Affair. Zencey, who's a history professor as well as a novelist, deftly details the intricacies of the Panama Affair without bringing his suspense story to a yawning halt. Suffice it to say here that the scandal involved the bribing of French legislators by officials of the failed Panama Canal Company. Like Henry Adams himself, whose classic histories read more like novels than textbooks, Zencey pulls out all the fictional stops to create a brooding vision of fin de siècle Paris. We visit the city morgue in the shadow of Notre Dame and a primitive kind of communication center where the severed fingers of a corpse are delivered to Adams by pneumatic tube. But for Adams, who was an impassioned foe of modernity, even greater horrors lurk in Parisian shop windows. Looking at the displays of new household gadgets, he comments, "The very furniture of life was changing. Wheels and levers, blades and whirligigs, all of them cumulatively were sinister, the more so for being new and shiny." Because he was no fan of popular culture, I have a suspicion that Henry Adams wouldn't be too tickled at his reincarnation here as a detective. Too bad. I rather prefer the wisdom of that stiletto-edged modernist, Bertolt Brecht, who observed that we should always prefer the bad new days to the good old ones. Besides, Eric Zencey shows these days are good ones indeed for dazzling works of literary alchemy like Panama.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Panama, a new novel by Eric Zencey. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.